Good morning. This is KBBI Homer. You are tuned to The Coffee Table. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. And holiday aid and relief is the topic on Coffee Table this morning. I have two guests ready to go right now. Let's make sure they're there. Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry. Do you read me?
Oh, loud and clear. Yes, thank you very much.
Wonderful. And thank you for coming on Coffee Table this morning. And how about Sherry Daugherty from Share the Spirit?
Right here, Kathleen.
Awesome. Thank you both. Now, I want to put out the call for anyone who has information to share about fundraising over the holidays. You're welcome to call in at 235-7721, and Josh will take your information and send it in to the studio, or you can even go to air. We'll be hearing from Reed Brewer in a pre-recorded interview about tuition assistance and student assistance from CARES Act funding. And we should hear from Caroline Venuti, who's going to talk about holiday fundraising for Haven House. But first, let's start with Dennis Weidler. Dennis, we had a story on the news this morning because Emily Springer from KBBI Commentator was watching things unfold over the last few days. It sounds like someone kicked over an anthill. It must be. Can you talk a little bit about preparations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been incredible. It's a small army of volunteers, and we're working really hard together in partnership with other organizations here at the Food Pantry. As I heard in the report that she was with the Lions Club and the Salvation Army. And on Saturday morning, we brought 240 turkeys in from Coal Point out at the end of the spit to provide the turkeys for those going through the line all day from about noon to about 4 on Saturday. So it's been a monumental undertaking. And then on Monday, our regular food pantry distribution day, we handed out another 120 turkeys for those who did not get a turkey on Saturday. So it's been a big, big project.
Wow. And can you can I ask you a little bit about the changes that the food pantry has had to make over the last several months? And are you back to the pantry being open and people coming and going?
Well, it's been an interesting process. We started out by going just drive-through for almost 6 months. And then as things relaxed, we began to allow people to come in if they felt comfortable. And we limited the number of shoppers inside the food pantry to 7, partly because that's how many shopping carts we had. And that determined how many could be inside the building at one time. We had allowed shop through and also a hybrid of drive through. So people had their choice. They could stay in their car and drive through a lane, or they could come inside and shop. We just wanted people to be allowed to pick the grocery items they wanted rather than get a pre-prepared box of things they may not want or could not use. So that became a priority, is to allow people to come in to shop. And then things changed again. And now we are strictly drive-through only. So that's the downside of the virus, is we can't allow people in to shop for the grocery items they most want. But I will tell you, the boxes that we're preparing include everything that we have practically in our pantry. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of food, and larger families get 2 boxes. So we've really upped the game as far as food distribution and quantity.
Terrific. Now, Thanksgiving is just the beginning of holiday relief and aid. This is going to proceed. How can people help the food pantry get prepared for coming up solstice, Hanukkah, Christmas, all the things that are going to be happening at the end of the month?
Well, we're preparing for that. We still have about 300 turkeys left in the freezer out at Coal Point to help out with Share the Spirit. And we are seeing a really increase in the number of people coming through. I think the week before Thanksgiving, we gave out 190 boxes. Now, that's not 190 families, because, like I say, some larger families get 2 boxes. And then we also do the senior box program, where 60 people who qualify get federally provided senior boxes. And coming up, Share the Spirit, all kinds of programs on the horizon, and we're gearing up for that. We're ordering in extra food, and we're, again, restricting the number of volunteers allowed inside the building to help prepare the boxes. but we're also able to work ahead. So we're not doing everything on Monday, mostly distribution from noon to 3, but on Saturdays and Sundays, we're laying in food supplies and pre-packing the boxes so that we're not rushed on Monday.
And I have heard many times when talking to you and to other aid organizations that if people want to help, there are lots of different ways to help. But if I just want, you know, giving money to the food pantry so they can buy the things they need is the best course if that's what you can do.
That's true. That's still true. Cash donations either online through our website portal or mailing in a check. And we also take a lot of cash donations coming in on Monday while we're there all day. But we would love to have canned food items. We're really discouraging people bringing in clothing at this point because we're not able to distribute clothing at all. Homemade items, those are really discouraged. At this point, we're allowed only to take jams and jellies as homemade items. So items you might have too much of that's canned or dried, like beans or rice or lentils, those kinds of things we value. But it should be pretty limited as far as what they are focusing on to donate to the food pantry, as far as food items.
Thanks. That is Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry. Stick around. I'm going to introduce Sherry Daugherty, because you've been making reference to Share the Spirit, and Sherry is representing Share the Spirit this morning.
Good morning, Kathleen, again, and good morning, Dennis.
Glad
to see you made it through Monday. That was quite the day
Were you there? You were there as well?
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
In the middle of that rain and wind storm, it was quite interesting. So as you said, I'm with Share the Spirit. And for those that don't know, we do the Christmas basket program for the community. And we partner with every human service agency in Homer that wants to partner with us, and many of the churches as well. And we rely on them because our process starts with the application, and we don't have an office or a process where we accept the applications ourselves. It all comes in through agencies. One of our biggest contributors is the Homer Community Food Pantry, which is why Dennis and I were standing in the driveway in the rain and the wind on Monday, along with three other volunteers from Share the Spirit and numerous food pantry volunteers. And we will be there for the next two Mondays as well for people that need to sign up to get a Christmas box, whether it's just food or if you have small children, you want food and gifts. We'll be right there. You don't get out of your car. We're wearing masks. We appreciate it when you wear a mask, even if you're in your car. We come right to your window and talk to you as your car moves forward in the line, because we don't want to jam up the progress. So we just kind of walk along with you, and then when we're done, we go back and we take the next car back behind. We had a crew of five out there on Monday, and we took 90 applications.
And can you talk about the process, the application process? What qualifies a person?
What qualifies is that you have a relationship with another human service agency in town that knows your situation and can tell us that, yes, you are in need.
So you kind of have to officially express a need.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what agency in town you work with, whether it's the food pantry, we verify all those applications we took with the food pantry to make sure that they're normal folks that are coming through. That's great. But there's all sorts of human service agencies in Homer that you can call. And it doesn't matter if it's you or just a member of your household.
Is that because it's because you want to hand people a box of food, but you also want to make sure they're hooked up to a larger service network?
Yes. Yes. We want to make sure that pretty much that they're receiving everything that they can. And so whether your child gets help through Sprout, or your family is enrolled in WIC, or you have received help recently from Haven House, or through the center, through DPA, all of those agencies are available to call, and you can chat with them, and if they feel like they understand your need, they will fill out the application for you. It's a little different this year, as with everything in the world.
As with everything, yes.
Right? And so in the past, you would go sit down with somebody at an agency. They would help you fill out your application, and then they would give it to you, and you would then take it to the Dropbox, which is, as always at Wells Fargo Bank, was in the foyer, but the lobby of Wells Fargo Bank closed yesterday. So now you're dropping them at the drive-thru at Wells Fargo Bank, and the tellers will take them with a smile on their face and make sure that they get them to us. It's just, at this point, most of the agencies have said, we'll just keep them, and at the end of the day, we'll drop them off in bulk instead of trying to figure out a way to fill it out over the phone and then connect with the person to personally hand it to it. That kind of defeats the whole distancing situation. So that's where they're going. And
I want to return to where you might who you might contact if you feel like you need to be a part of this. So let's say the center, Haven House. Where else? Oh, how about your churches?
Your churches. The WIC program. I'm probably going to miss a few. The Salvation Army Church Commodities Program, the Anchor Point Food Pantry, the Homer Food Pantry.
Oh, so you can go straight through the Homer Food Pantry.
Sure, okay. Of course. And honestly, a lot of people do, and that works fine. It's just that the way the food pantry is set up right now, we're technically doing it. Once you're in the line at the food pantry, we're just there filling out the paperwork for you.
Okay. And so when Share the Spirit is hooking people up, getting people hooked up for services and for food baskets, but there's also a gift-giving element to it.
Right. So
the trees, are they out there?
The trees are out there. So the trees started, I think the first tree got put up yesterday, and there'll be ornaments on it today. The others will follow in the next couple of days.
And are they out of doors?
No.
Okay.
They're in area retailers, and you'll have to abide by whatever that retailer's rules are. Mask up, 5 people, 10 people, whatever the norm is in the store. They will be at Ulmer's, Homer's Jeans, Homer's Bookstore, Captain's Toy Chest, and Catchmac Gear Shed. Those are our 5 mainstays, and that's where the ornaments will be. People need to be patient because we can't magically make ornaments until we have applications that have children on them so that we can transform one into the other and put them up out there.
And that's the same process. You go to some agency, some aid agency or church or the food pantry to make it known that you've got a kid or a person in your family that would like to be a part of the gift tree.
It's one and the same. The gift tree ornament information comes off
efficient.
Of the food application.
Okay.
It's all one process. So when you apply for a food basket, they'll say how many in your family and what are the ages of your children, and you tell them, and they write it down, and then we make that into ornaments that go out on the trees. That's one of the main places that this year the community can be of help. They need to go to the gift trees. You may have to go back and visit others and be patient and get your ornaments off of that. Go purchase those gifts for that child, wrap that gift, put a Santa tag on it, but remember to put that ornament back on there, or we don't know who that gift goes to.
Oh, good idea.
Very, very important. Take it back to the tree that you got it from or to any other gift tree that you find in town that's one of ours. They have signs on them. You know that they're ours. And then we'll make sure, the elves will make sure that it gets to the basket packing distribution day and gets added to that family's food box. They'll get all their gifts at the same time.
great. And Dennis Weidler, it sounds like if someone just comes in the next few weeks with their regular trip to the food bank, they'll be able to get on track for a Christmas box, for getting on the gift tree and all that sort of thing.
That's true. Share the Spirit is out there, as you said, in the driving rain and high winds sometimes, taking names and doing registrations. So we're partnering with the application process.
So I want to know, Dennis, if I've missed anything that's on your list to let people know about the food pantry. I want to ask about the, what's his name? The Donatosaurus? The Foodosaurus?
The Sharosaurus.
The Sharosaurus. That's it.
Yeah, the if you're it save you more, pick up a if you're gonna buy a can of beans, pick up two and put one in the Sharosaurus out at the front door. And then we come and clean that out every day. So that's a great way to donate a can or two or a case of canned goods all at once into the Sharosaurus. Just be careful when you open his mouth, he does roar. So there's
he
that.
He has a delightful roar. It's not intimidating at all.
No.
Right. May I say something, Dennis, about the Sharosaurus?
Go ahead.
Sure.
He is more important than ever because one of the ways that both Share the Spirit and eventually on a trickle-down theory, the food pantry gets a lot of canned goods is through the school's food drives. Well, as you all know, the schools aren't in session, so we are not anticipating food drives through them. So everybody go to the Sharosaurus instead.
We can make up the difference at the Sharosaurus.
We can.
Absolutely, yep. And in fact, the Haunted Hickory was canceled this year, but the Coast Guard did a can drive and brought in 5 totes of cans
yes.
the Monday after Halloween.
Fantastic. Yep. And just to remind everybody, even though it's the Sharosaurus, but don't put fresh produce in there.
No, please don't.
No eggs
not a good
either.
Idea.
No milk.
No.
Yeah, no perishables.
He's a canitarian. He likes cans.
Excellent. And
also,
go ahead.
Okay, also coming up, we're encouraging the Advent, the reverse Advent boxes.
Oh, how's that
on
go?
Each day of the Christmas holiday, you put, rather than open a door to an Advent calendar, you put an item in a box and then bring that to the food pantry after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hand those out as emergency food boxes.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for the reminder that although we do ramp up and make sure people know about the holidays, this doesn't end. The need is not going away.
No.
And what about, have you seen greatly increased numbers at the food pantry over the last 8 months?
The last couple of weeks have been staggering. We had set new records on the 16th when we had, 190 boxes delivered, 27 additional across the bay to the villages, and also 60 or more senior boxes went out that day. So that was just a huge day, and it set all records for the Homer Food Pantry. And we've also noticed non-food services, Haven House, the homeless assistance program referrals, emergency fuel, even water delivery. It's all sort of exploded this last couple of weeks. We're seeing a lot more COVID virus related job loss and inability to pay rent and mortgage payments. So it's getting increasingly more difficult for a lot of folks to make ends meet.
And Sherry, you had your hand kind of working at one point. Do you want to add to that?
I just wanted to remind people that, you know, we get a lot of press, Share the Spirit does, around this time of year, but the food pantries, the Homer Food Pantry, the Anchor Point Food Pantry, the Salvation Army Commodities Program, even the food closet at Flex, they feed people year-round. So don't forget them. We love your donations, and we are more than happy to take them. But remember these other folks that are out there working on this basically daily. So if I could say two more things about the changes. Dennis is talking about the increase in need. We also anticipate that based on Dennis's numbers. We went out and wrote some grants. The grants won't pay for the whole program, so yes, please, of course, if you can donate to us, please do through the regular routes, but you can mail it to us at P.O. Box 3218 in Homer. You can go to the local Wells Fargo and go to the drive-up and say, hey, this is a donation for Share the Spirit. They've got the deposit slips right there. Those are both really easy ways to help out. Of course, buying the gifts off the gift trees, paramount of importance. We don't want those little guys sad on Christmas morning. But I think the biggest change that I want to mention to people is that this is our 28th year. And for 27 years, if you've needed a basket or if you wanted to come volunteer, you came to the high school on basket packing day or distribution day. The high school's closed. No fault of their own. The school district tried to figure out a way to do this. We just can't. We can't be in the schools. So there were numerous places in Homer that generously offered their spaces. We have, for convenience of delivery mostly, and size needed, we have taken up the generous offer of the Christian Community Church on Bartlett. They have a huge gym at the back of their building because that used to be a Christian Community School. And so it'll be a drive-through situation. That's where the pickup will be. That's also where we'll be packing the baskets. Now, maybe this is the saddest part of the whole thing in change. We won't be allowing anybody in to help us because we have, for the size of the building, we have a very limited number of spots that we can have people in there packing baskets. So
that is a big change.
It's a big change. I know very few people in Homer that have never been there for something to drop off. Used items, which is also out this year, to drop off more canned goods, which is also out this year, to show up with their Girl Scout troop to help us wrap gifts, which is also out this year. We've got a team of 15. They're experienced elves, and they will do it all. And we promise the rest of the town that we will take care of the people in need. We may be there all night, but we will take care of people in need.
Well, I just want to remind people while you're checking your notes that there is a food pantry also in Anchor Point.
Mm-hmm.
73358 School Street in Anchor Point.
Mm-hmm.
And the number for that is 756-907, of course, 756-3719.
And we also work with that group. In fact, they're doing our applications now on their Mondays. They have a food pantry on Monday afternoon and evening. They have taken applications for us already. They'll do it for the next 2 weeks. And then they do something that's helpful for not only for the people in Anchor Point, but for us. They will come with a box truck and pick up all the Anchor Point boxes at once and take them back to their food pantry and distribute them from there. So that'll be whatever that number is, less that we have to do one box at a time through the drive-through at the Christian Community Church.
Okay, now I think Rachel Tussey is on the line. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. Rachel is representing the city of Homer this morning, and thank you for that, because I wanted to add you guys to this conversation, because right now the city of Homer has rent and mortgage relief going on that a lot of people need. So can you talk a little bit about that program, Rachel?
Yeah, I can talk actually quite a bit about it.
Go for it.
So the Mortgage and Rent Relief Program, known as the MARG, is a housing relief grant program sponsored by the City of Homer and is administered by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It offers up to 6 months of rent and mortgage payment relief to eligible households in the City of Homer. So that's up to $1,200 a month for July through December of 2020. The deadline to apply for that program has been extended to Thursday, December 10th. So approved applications are funded on a first-come, first-served basis, though, or in order as they are received. So don't wait until the deadline to apply. To be eligible for the grant, households must be the primary resident residence within Homer city limits. Household income at the time of application must be at or below 80% of the median income, which is $71,760, and have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. So how do you apply? Well, residents can apply online at homerhousingrelief.org. There you will complete a questionnaire and certify that your loss of income was caused by COVID-19. It is easy and takes about 5 minutes. If you've applied to AHC in June of 2020 as part of their housing relief program, you do not need to reapply online. AHFC representatives will be reaching out to you to update your information and make sure you still qualify for rent or mortgage relief. When you're applying, information that you'll need to complete that online application will include a valid email address, your approximate monthly income generated by the household both before and after COVID, so they can see that change, your monthly rent or mortgage payment amount, and optional but strongly encouraged, a phone number that receives text messages. If you're not sure what your exact income is, don't worry. Go ahead and apply. If you are selected for payment, a representative from AHFC will walk you through the income calculation to ensure your income sources, are being calculated correctly. And if you need help filling out the application online, call or text RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to 855-586-0844, toll free. Or you can check your application status on the Homer Housing Relief webpage as well.
Thanks. I'm hearing a lot of mortgage relief information. I have a question about renters. So let's say that there are four roommates in a house. Can only one of those people apply? And do they have to apply for all four people in terms of, I guess that's the end of that question. What about renters and roommate situations?
And it is the same thing. It is pretty much it's per household. And so all of that information I gave provides to the rental as well as mortgage relief.
Okay. And the deadline is the 10th, right?
That is correct.
And people can get their applications at the City of Homer webpage. But also, is there a designated person to assist, or you'll get your housing authority phone call for that?
It is all through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, since they're the ones who are administering it for us. So you would contact them. Again, that website is homerhousingrelief.org, or you can also go to the City of Homer's website, cityofhomer-ak.gov, and we have a button right there on the front. It's also under COVID-19 relief. You can go through there.
Thanks, Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer. Can we, the application period is just about to close for the Fisherman's Relief, the Fishing Relief Program. Can you tell people a little bit about that? Is it too late to get your application in?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is it too late to get your application in? Are all those funds allocated now?
No, that deadline is Sunday, November 29th. So it is still going on, and there's still paper forms available outside of City Hall downstairs. Or you can go online and apply as well through the city's website. Those funds, we highly encourage people to apply, even if the funds, even if they run out or if there's any kind of issues, if there shows a need of people, multiple people applied and we still have additional applications that are eligible for those funds, that shows a sign to City Council and to help get more funds, then they can reallocate out those. And then all of those people who say at the tail end of that application process may be missed out, they are contacted again and saying, and we reuse their same applications.
Okay. And Rachel, is there anything else on your list in terms of aid and relief for the holidays or any recommendations from the city about get everybody getting through Thanksgiving?
Yes. I just want to say to everyone, you know, happy Thanksgiving. And I really hope that everyone stays safe. That we've all found certain ways to celebrate the holidays in a, you know, COVID safe way. And I would also like to say through these programs, apply. If you're not sure, apply. If you have any kind of questions or concerns, all of the contact information is on the City of Homer's website. But I just highly encourage everyone to at least try to get out there and put their name in the hat.
Thank you. I know that the city has funds, millions of dollars of funds. And if they don't, if you don't apply for it now, they all have to be spent by the end of the year, or else that money reverts back, right? It does. Then it's not for distribution anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So do it. Do it now, because that money won't stick around forever. It would be different if it could just go into the general fund and then it could be used for things, but it cannot. People have to express a need, demonstrate their need, and then that money can be allocated. So, Rachel, can you stick around in case there are any questions?
Sure.
Okay.